Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up. On Wednesday, Chair of the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell, refused to rule out a more aggressive string of interest rate rises than markets had been expecting, as he all but confirmed the first increase would be implemented in March. Powell dodged a question on whether the Fed could raise rates at every subsequent meeting this year, which would amount to 7 increases in 2022. Instead saying that the central bank would be humble and nimble, and guided by the data. Last month, the central bank's policymakers released projections that implied just 3 rate rises this year. Next, the European Central Bank has warned lenders with significant Russian exposure to ready themselves for the imposition of international sanctions against Moscow if it invades Ukraine. The warning from the ECB, which supervises 115 of the biggest Eurozone banks, comes as the US has warned that Russia would face massive consequences if it sent troops into Ukraine. Sanctions would raise significant risks for the international banks with large Russian exposure, including Citi of the US, France's Societe Generale, Austria's Raiffeisen, and Italy's UniCredit. And now, Prince Andrew has asked a New York judge for a trial by jury, as he once again denied allegations of sexually abusing one of the accusers of the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. In court documents filed on Wednesday, the British royal admitted meeting Epstein in or around 1999. Epstein was found hanged in a New York jail cell in August 2019, after being charged with trafficking underage girls for sexual abuse. However, Prince Andrew denied claims by Virginia Roberts Giuffre that he sexually abused her when she was under the age of 18, and that Epstein trafficked girls to him. Next up, Rishi Sunak's latest budget has contributed to a rise in inflation, and there's a risk that current government policy could generate a wage price spiral, according to an influential all-party group of MPs. In its report on the October budget, the Treasury Committee also warned that the tax burden would be higher at the next election than at the last, even if the Chancellor offered some sweeteners before people go to the polls. At a time of rapidly rising energy, food, and petrol prices, the accusation by a committee, dominated by Conservative MPs, that the government's actions have worsened the UK's cost of living crisis, will be uncomfortable reading for the Chancellor. And finally, Boris Johnson on Wednesday vowed he would not quit as Prime Minister, as he prepared to receive a delayed report into lockdown-breaking parties in Whitehall, by Sue Gray, a senior civil servant. Downing Street expected to be handed Gray's report on Wednesday, but a dispute over exactly what should be included in the final version has pushed back publication, to the frustration of many Conservative MPs. While Johnson could receive the document on Thursday or Friday and then make a statement to Parliament, senior Tories admitted the wrangling could lead to a longer delay. One Conservative official said, it could go into next week. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.